Dictation for Rose Kraft, K-R-A-F-F-T, February 1442, addressed as a letter to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, N-P, 584-8035. Dear Lisa, consultation Mrs. Kraft, progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with her daughter Carla, K-A-R-L-A. They are aware of kidney problems for a number of years. Weight appears to be stable. No vomiting, dysphagia, minor reflux, no diarrhea, bleeding. No changes in urination, minor incontinence, no infection, cloudiness or blood, minor degree of edema, mobility restricted, uses a walker for the last couple of years, chronic back pain, prior hip abnormalities. She was exposed to anti-inflammatory agents for many years, but discontinued within the last two. Has chronic dyspnea, recent episode of viral infection, bronchitis, bronchospasm, apparently getting Z-Pak and steroids. Normally does not use any oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine at night, nor apnea PND. She goes to the chiropractor for neck back pain, uses topical BioFreeze. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diet control diabetes, hypertension. There has been recent concerns for heart murmur, and she's supposed to be followed by cardiology at Greenville. They are not aware of prior heart attack. Denies history of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke or seizures. She has prior history of peripheral vascular disease, requiring stenting on the left leg 4 years ago, Grand Rapids. They are not aware of blood protein in the urine or infection, no kidney stones, no pneumonia, no liver abnormalities, remote history of blood transfusion at the time of pregnancy delivery. Next paragraph. Procedures include twice each right and left total hip replacement. Eventually, she fell with fracture on the left femur requiring surgery like 2 years ago. Prior back surgery, tubal ligation, DNC for vaginal bleeding, lens implant for cataracts, tonsils, adenoids. All the teeth has been pulled and the left lower extremity arterial stent. Next paragraph, deny smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, reported side effects to lisinopril, acyclovir. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, present medications include metoprolol, losartan, Lasix, Nurantin. Used to take potassium, discontinue. As indicated before, anti-inflammatory agents discontinued 2 years ago. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 209, 64 inches tall. Blood pressure was 160 over 70 on the right, 150 over 70 on the left. Overweight, mild decreased hearing, some memory issues, normal speech, no respiratory distress, bilateral lens implant, partial upper and lower dentures, no gross palpable thyroid or lymph nodes, there is bilateral JBD, there is bilateral whisis, but no RALS pleural effusion, consolidation, for the most part regular reading, no pericardial rap, has a systolic murmur, obesity of the abdomen without any tenderness or masses, 2 plus edema bilateral, uses a walker. Next paragraph. most recent chemistries? Are from Sheridan. Urine is no activity for blood or protein. Creatinine 1.8. A normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base, normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated, present GFR 29 stage 4, glucose in the 130s, anemia 12.9, a normal white blood cell platelet. Vitamin D low, below 30. Back in May last year, creatinine 1.85, A1C 5.7. Twenty 2022, also creatinine around 1.8. 2021 around 1.4 to 1.8. Next paragraph, there is a kidney ultrasound 2022. 9.5 on the right, 9 on the left, without obstruction and no urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has a slowly progressive chronic kidney disease, presently a stage 4. Associated to hypertension, relatively small kidneys, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. There is no evidence for glomerular nephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. Given prior history of peripheral vascular disease, stenting, we need to assess for renal artery stenosis. We are going to update a kidney ultrasound, including a renal arterial Doppler. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is anemia, but has not required PO treatment. Phosphorus and PTH needs to be part of the chemistries to assess for potential binders or vitamin D supplementation for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Recently, there were symptoms of syncope, appears postural on standing, evaluated in the emergency room without any neurological sequela, receive IV fluid and the symptoms resolved. At this moment, I will prefer not to use any IV contrast or CT scan angiogram of the neck and brain arteries. This appears to me more related to syncopal episode, postural blood pressure changes. Recent Doppler for carotid and vertebral arteries appears normal. Excuse me. Recent Doppler question up. Vascular compromise on the left vertebral area. Even if she truly has abnormalities of that system, I believe her symptoms are definitely more related for a postural pre-renal state. She recalls being in front of the stove for 30, 45 minutes. Probably she got dehydrated. And when she tried to stand up, she was lightheaded. also a concern will be if there is any active cardiological issue, for which she will be evaluated this upcoming April 24. Or issue discussed with the patient and the daughter, reassess with results, end of dictation.